From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow on Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov Wednesday. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
While we haven't taken any of these steps, we're certainly thinking that through, and we're making preps to do that in the very near future. As you know, we have a team in Geneva, and while they're still there, we've certainly communicated to them that their presence in Geneva may not be the case for much longer.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was among those condemning Wednesday's attacks on the two largest hospitals in the rebel-held district of Aleppo. Dr. Abd Ar-Rahman Alomar is part of the Syrian American Medical Association.
M10 hospital was targeted by a pumped barrel, and M2 hospital was shelling by more than 20 shells.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed, medical staff wounded, and those injured in the fighting in Aleppo have little hope of getting life-saving medical care. The U.S. Wednesday strongly condemned recent remarks by former South Sudanese First Vice President and rebel leader Riek Machar for a return to conflict against the government of President Salva Kiir. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said the past 2.5 years of fighting in South Sudan did not resolve the underlying political disputes that led to the conflict. He said Machar's comments indicate a lack of concern for the well-being of the South Sudanese people. He said Washington expects the country's government and opposition to avoid a return to war at all costs. This is VOA News. International investigators say Malaysian airliner MH17 that crashed over eastern Ukraine in July 2014 was shot down by a Russian-made surface-to-air missile transported from Russia and fired near a village held by pro-Russian separatists. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Security Council Resolution 2166 demanded those responsible be held to account.
We believe that the final conclusion of the criminal investigation, together with those of the technical investigation led by the Dutch Safety Board that identified the cause of the crash, will be crucial in bringing the perpetrators to justice.
A Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman called the Dutch-led investigation biased and politically motivated. Foreign policy analyst Professor Jonathan Edelman of the University of Denver was asked if there is any chance of justice being served.
I doubt it. And that's a very sad thing, because all of those innocent people died. But the reality is that Russia is on the Security Council. It has one of the 5 veto votes. We wish in a righteous world, which we all wish for, that they would be brought to justice, but I think it's highly unlikely.
All 298 passengers of flight MH17 perished after it broke apart in midair on a flight from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte says a joint military exercise to begin next week between the U.S. and the Philippines will be the last. Mr. Duterte said Manila will honor its existing treaties but will not take part in any South China Sea patrols with the U.S. to avoid getting dragged into a conflict between Washington and Beijing. Security analyst Carl Baker of the Hawaii-based Pacific Forum said it's the latest off-the-cuff remark by the controversial leader, and it's uncertain yet what will happen.
Because what we've seen subsequent to Duterte's statement is Foreign Affairs Secretary Perfecto Yase said, well, I think this refers to no more joint patrols, which is something that Duterte had said, a couple weeks back, that there would be no joint patrols beyond the territorial waters of the Philippines.
An annual joint amphibious landing exercise is to begin next Tuesday in the northern part of the Philippines' main island, Luzon. A Rwandan academic is back in his home country after being extradited by the U.S. to stand trial for his role in the country's 1994 genocide. Leopold Munyakazi, accused of genocide, murder, crimes against humanity, and conspiracy to commit genocide. Turkey is expected to extend its state of emergency in the wake of last July's failed coup. It allows authorities to take swift action against those suspected of taking part in the attempted coup against the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The number of those arrested so far has reached 32,000. A teenage boy killed his father before going to a nearby elementary school in South Carolina Wednesday, wounding 2 children and a teacher before being arrested and taken to custody by police. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.